Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. And it is a very big day, Fancy Brian. It is KBJ Confirmation Day up in here.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to KBJ. How you doing, Evan? Here in Madison, lightly screening your calls all day long. 844-967-2789. I'm turning up my headphones. Want to hear my sexy voice? And just a little bit more. And also the sexy stylings of my very soon guest, John Nichols from The Nation. He's joining me 3:30, bottom of the hour, as they say in the biz. And I got a lot of political fodder for the day. But I think we have to start with KBJ. This is a historic day. And the nominee was with the president at the White House. And we saw the pictures of her as they were being released. Not live video, at least that I... Maybe it exists, but I haven't seen it yet. Not the real time. But as she was confirmed in the chamber, I was watching. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, also the Senate president, she was presiding over the chamber. And as the confirmation was acknowledged, the vote of the confirmation of KBJ to the court was acknowledged, the court burst into cheers. I mean, it was long. It was a couple of minutes. Just cheers going on in the chambers. And then there was a question of procedure. And Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, came to the podium and said, well, you know, the good news is there's not a quorum to answer that question. Because I don't think there were any Republicans in the room. I mean, there might have been, but I didn't see them. So this became a very partisan day. Shouldn't have been. I mean, this very qualified nominee, now Supreme Court Associate Justice in waiting. And I would point out, she's not going on the court this week. It's going to be a couple months, perhaps. Breyer still gets to serve out the term. The current Supreme Court Justice term, you know, the session ends in like late June. We'll see. In other words, we'll see. But he's sticking around through the completion of the summer session. And then she will join the court at the retirement of Breyer. Here's how the Hill.com is reporting it at this hour. Where do we start? The Senate made history on Thursday when it confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, call her Justice Jackson, to the Supreme Court, handing President Biden a significant win. Jackson's ascension to the country's highest court breaks multiple barriers. She was the court's first black female justice and its first former public defender. Now, here was the vote. And this has not been in doubt, at least not for a few days. 53-47, meaning three Republicans joined the ranks. They included Senator Susan Collins, Maine, Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, and Mitt Romney from Utah. They bucked their party and voted to confirm her. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer touted Jackson's nomination day as joyous, momentous, and a groundbreaking day. I think we've got the sound, a little bit of sound. Some from before the vote, a couple of procedural votes, and then the confirmation vote. Let's play the sound, Fancy Brian. Let's give it its due. Let's start with Chuck Schumer, again, the Majority Leader, before the vote. Let's start at cut 10, and let's see what we've got to work with here. Cut 10, please.
This morning, we will vote to end debate on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to be a justice on the United States Supreme Court. And later this afternoon, the Senate will fulfill its constitutional duty to finally confirm this remarkable and groundbreaking jurist.
Yeah, it was a foregone conclusion. People had shown their cards long before today. More Chuck Schumer. Cut 11, please.
Every step of the way, the judge has proved herself exceptionally qualified and thoughtful and prepared to serve on the court.
Yes, I concur. It's a giant step. Cut 12, please.
It's truly a joyous day. Joyous for the Senate, joyous for the court, joyous for America.
Looks like we went to 13. Okay, fair enough. Mitch McConnell, the minority leader. Well, you know, the turtle had something to say. And let's hear from him. You know, I don't need to hear a lot, but just a little. Here's a little of the turtle spice. Cut 15.
When Republican presidents make Supreme Court nominations, the far left and the media melt down. Absurd allegations, conspiracy theories, cheap gimmicks, and apocalyptic rhetoric are all guaranteed. But when Democratic presidents make nominations, Senate Republicans inquire about past rulings and judicial philosophy.
And then ask about being pro-pedophile.
Is that what they were doing, Mitch? Just being respectful of the nominee. Cut 16, please. The minority leader, you know, a little fork in the road. Cut 16.
Judge Jackson will quickly face a fork in the road. One approach to her new job would delight the far left. A different approach would honor the separation of powers and the Constitution. The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need.
Well, I'd like to declare myself the president of the radical KBJ fan club because I'm a big fan, Mitch. I really am. One more from the minority leader before the vote earlier today. Judicial activism.
I see hallmarks of judicial activism in Judge Jackson's record. Therefore, I will vote no. Nevertheless, our Democratic colleagues are on track to confirm our next Supreme Court justice.
And they did. And that's got to sting just a little. But let's not forget, this does not change the makeup of the court. It's still a 6-3. I mean, Republicans losing their mind because they've only, what, got a 3-vote advantage on the court. And of course, the justice that could have changed the dynamic of the court would have been Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland was a centrist, the now Attorney General of the United States. He was on the D.C. Circuit. He was a, much like Ketanji Brown Jackson, he was very, very qualified. He was a non-controversial pick, but as I recall, Mitch McConnell never let him have a single frickin' hearing. So when you hear Mitch McConnell bemoan, you know, these Democrats, think about the tone they set by never giving Merrick Garland a single confirmation hearing, an up or down vote. And just keep that in mind, please.
And complaining about a fork in the road, what are you going to do, judicial activism? Look at what the Supreme Court is doing right now. Look at what their latest shadow docket ruling. What are you talking about, Mitch McConnell?
Well, he's just playing the partisan role, as he often does. A little bit more. I believe this came after the vote. I'm not entirely clear, but more of the turtle man, the minority leader from Kentucky. Cut 18, please.
The solution is for all the justices to stay in their lane.
Tell that to Clarence Thomas.
There's one right number of justices who seek to follow the law. The number is 9. Ginsburg said it. Breyer said it. There's one right number of justices who seek to make policy. 0.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Well, his lane is, of course, to help maintain the conservative control of the U.S. Supreme Court. He did that in no small part by blocking the nomination and the confirmation of Merrick Garland. Because that was the swing vote. That's where the 5 would have shifted from the conservative bloc to the liberal bloc. And that was the Obama nominee that never got his day, right? And subsequently, Neil Gorsuch, he got put on the court. And Kavanaugh, what do you know? This Federalist drunken frat boy of a nominee put out by Trump. Well, you know, he faced some tough questions. Questions I always had is, where did all the money come from to clean up your debt before your nomination hearings? But that's a whole different sort of a conflict question. And then there was Coney Barrett, right? What's her name? Help me out.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, thank you. Ginsburg died, and Coney Barrett was, nominated, confirmed, put on the court in like 8 days? So if the tone of the Democrats doesn't suit y'all fancies, Senator McConnell, I mean, let's at least not be disingenuous in how we got there. Let's go quickly. Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, post-vote, I believe, cut 22.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day for the Senate, for the Supreme Court, and for the United States of America.
More from Schumer. Public defender she was, as Yoda would say. Cut 23.
We should take a moment to note that Judge Jackson will be the first and only justice with experience as a public defender. We're proud of that, and America is proud of that. It will enhance the court's ability to preserve a basic truth in our country, that all deserve equal justice under the law.
And perhaps most importantly, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will act as a role model. Cut 24, please.
How many would-be justices, lawyers, doctors, generals, business people have been lost to history precisely because their history books had few, if any, role models that they could relate to?
So today was the confirmation day of Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's a big day. It's an exciting day. We should all celebrate. History will celebrate this day. It may not remember this vote. You know, we will. I won't forget. 53-47. But only three Republicans, you know, voted like statesmen and women. And Mitch McConnell, you know what you did, man. You know what you did. Can't wait till that guy is sitting in hell, rotten, burning. Be warm enough for him, I hope. Maybe bring a sweater. Come back. More Devils.
Nobody can even begin to imagine what a completely scorched earth Senate would look like.
Judicial system!